Well, here we go in the studio. Just when you thought you just saw him, which I haven't seen you in a while, Joe.
Yeah, man.
Joe
yeah.
Jenkins from Central Hudson is back.
Joe, where you been?
Good morning. Well, it's been been about a month. I've been busy. We're getting ready for the fair. So we're getting our booth set up. So we'll have folks, employees volunteering all week. We'll be there. Talking about all the different projects that we do throughout our service area to improve service. You know, you hear me talk about it all the time when I say, you know, when people ask, you know, why are my delivery charges what they are? And I say, well, we got to make investments in the system, right? We need to replace aging infrastructure. We need to upgrade things. Well, our booth is going to do a better job of explaining that to folks so they have a better idea of it. And we've built a whole new website for it too. And the results speak for themselves. Since 2022, outages are down by 20%, and we restore outages from storms 20% faster.
That's good. Yeah. And that's good. You're going to have people out there, so people are at the fair. They can walk up and ask any question they want, just like here.
Any question. Now, we don't have a customer service rep on site, so if you have a specific question about your bill, we may not be able to answer that question. But what we will do is take your information. We've got a setup with a team back at the office where we'll take your information. They'll take a look at your account, and they'll give you a call at a time that works for you. So if you have a specific question, we may not get it for you right there, but we'll make sure that we get your questions answered.
Hey, how is the forecast for the winter looking? I'm sure you guys are already buzzing about it.
Yeah, I mean, we're taking a look at it, right? I mean, supply prices are right now higher than they have been. So it's something that we're keeping an eye on. And those prices, again, that's the supply portion of your bill. That's the one that Central Hudson does not have any control over. It changes from month to month. A cold winter, a cold snap could have impacts. So one of the things that we're really trying to get out to let folks know about now is the programs that are available for them, whether it's energy efficiency programs, so you use less energy. You know, one of the things that I'll start doing here in a couple of weeks is sealing up my living room, because my living room has a lot of windows and stuff. So it's sealing up those windows so they're not as drafty, putting heavy curtains in, just to keep that room a little bit warmer and use a little less heat.
What's the buzz for this winter? Are they saying nasty cold one or lots of snow?
You know, those long-range forecasts are always a little all over the place. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm hoping for a mild one for my Central Hudson bill, and two, because last year was bad.
Last year was brutal.
So, a lot of snow.
This summer one, though, my bills have not been that bad.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's...
They haven't been like, whoa.
Yeah, not that bad. Come on. I'm glad you're here, Joe, because as of 20 hours ago, New York State now has the third highest electricity costs in the United States.
Who's ahead of us?
Hawaii and California.
Yes. Well, shocking.
So we talk about delivery charges on the back end, and I understand much of that is driven by the state of New York policy.
Yep.
And I'm not going down that rabbit hole right now, but all you got to do is Google it, and you can see why we're paying so much. But now we got to talk about the front end. We got to talk about the kilowatt hour cost in New York State. Yep. Why in the world is it so high now in New York State? Is it a supply and demand thing?
It is, and truthfully, New York State has one of the oldest fleets of power generation in the country. You know, this is all from the state agency that oversees power generation in the transmission lines, the New York Independent System Operator. But the average age of our power plants in New York State is like north of 50 years old.
Whoa.
They're not new. And so, you know, we're changing the way that we generate. We're trying to put more solar on it.
How are we gonna survive with the fact that they want to use more vehicles that require?
They want everything to be electric,
yeah,
Joe.
And our system doesn't sound like it can handle
it. How in the world
it?
Can you make everything electric and require new construction to be electric and encourage EV use and I don't want to say the dirty word data center, but
oh yeah,
you
that's
know,
a
how,
lot.
How
of
can
juice.
We all, you know, be all in electric, yeah. right? But then you're going not going to have enough
system.
Electric on the grid,
right?
What's going on here? Is this a lack of planning? I mean. You know, they shut down Indian Point, no plan. You know, you got this big deficit of energy, and here we are. You got people here that are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that have to move the hell out of here because they can't afford to live here when not only is cost of living through the roof, but
Rent.
Then you get your electric bill
yeah.
or your gas bill, and it is, again, electric, third highest in the United States of America here in New York State, and it's not even close.
How are you going to fix it?
you look at the kilowatt hours here, you're paying 29.93 cents on average per kilowatt hour in New York State. You go to the Midwest, you're paying 13 cents. Yeah.
You cross the border into Pennsylvania and it's lower.
Do we fix it?
I mean, for on Central Hudson's end of things, and we've talked about this before, we control about 40% of your bill. 40 cents of every dollar that you pay Central Hudson is for us to run the business. So the other 60% is really policy and taxes and your supply charges. So on our end of things, what we're doing is we've said that, you know, we're going to keep our operations and maintenance costs flat. We're not going to raise them. We are going to figure out efficiencies within the business to keep that flat. So, and then beyond that, when you look at the supply thing, again, I think it's, we advocate for an all of the above approach, right? Yes, solar is part of it. Yes, wind is part of it. But we also just add to your point, when we're electrifying everything, there needs to be more electricity. So, yeah. And right now, we're taking more generating stations offline faster than we're putting anything back on. Well, and that's what's causing your supply prices to go.
You know what I'm seeing? And I even talked to you about this the other day. I'm seeing those charging stations popping up everywhere at all the gas stations now.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
That's going to be sucking the system.
And those, depending on what level of charger it is, those things don't use a little bit of electricity.
Yeah, those ones on Myers Corners Road they just put in, those are directly connected to Central Hudson. They don't even go through the plaza infrastructure. Those are those suck so much power, they have to go direct right to the feed.
Yeah, I think, and now this isn't, this is just me spitballing off something I read a few months ago, but I think it's a bank of six of those Tesla superchargers, if they're all in use at one time, it's the same thing as like a Walmart supercenter.
No way.
Well, then how convenient. They have a bank of Tesla chargers right next to the Walmart.
There you go. Suck that energy up.
But again, it's unsustainable, and we've talked about this before, and Central Hudson, I believe, does an incredible job in responding. We had the no notice event on the 4th of July that came through. I haven't seen you since then, where we literally had to evacuate the walkway over the Hudson and keep people off of there before the fireworks because that storm came in so strong.
But you know what? I didn't lose power in that one.
Well, it was more north. It was more Hyde Park across to Unionville, Beekman into Pauling, where Pauling
got hit pretty hard.
Pauling, which is the NYSEG area, got slammed. But the point is, Central Hudson, even though it was a no-notice event, they didn't have an opportunity to get crews in before that, still were able to get power back on very quickly. And it does help to have infrastructure that is up to date. And Central Hudson does a great job. So when I hear the people talk about, oh, we need a publicly owned power system, right? You hear this buzz all the time. These are the same people, in many respects, that are responsible for the policies that have created this scenario now where we're paying 62% higher energy costs in New York State than anywhere else in the country. These are the same people that are have been part of that policy brigade to that has resulted in these prices going up that are saying, oh, you know what? Why don't we make this publicly owned? No, thank you. I'm not interested in government now owning our electric infrastructure. That is just a total fail, in my opinion. What say you, Joe?
I thought the government ran things great.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty clearly in opposition of a government takeover of Central Hudson. Company's not for sale, for one thing. So, you know, they would have to procure the company by eminent domain. So,
and you got so many local people with jobs here.
That's right.
I mean, there's thousands, right?
Well, not
huge
only that, they don't even you don't even think about this. The amount of properties that Central Hudson owns that are on
it's
tax rolls. Okay?
Oh, yeah, it's big money.
They're on the tax rolls. They are contributing to local municipalities, right? If this entity would be bought by the state of New York, all those properties would then come off the tax rolls now.
Right.
And people don't see that impact. That's a significant impact. So that again, the same people saying this, oh, this is what we need to do. They have no clue what they're even talking about. Trust me, I know. I have been in local government for 20 years. I have seen one end of the spectrum to the other, and also am paying these crazy bills every month, which are unsustainable. And I don't blame Central Hudson for this. If you've been listening to my rants in the past, you know who I blame.
Well, Bill, it's because you're plugging in those two EVs you got in your house.
And by the way, for the record, I have a Tesla. Yes. And You know, I do my part to offset my carbon footprint for my three Tahoes.
Hey, well, Joe, we want you to have a good time at the fair next week.
Thanks, so man. Come see us.
We'll definitely come by. All right, coming up in a few minutes, I got even more guests. It was, you know, this guy over here. You know Dutcher?
Yeah.
How you know Ryan?
I went on the radio with him before in the past. We've bumped into each other.
Oh, look at that, Ryan. Yeah. All right, Ryan's up to something.
And by the way, Ryan is coming in, and those of you that know Ryan Dutcher, you may know him in one context. You may not know him in this context, because I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm interested.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea that Ryan,
we'll find out.
Ryan did what he's going to talk about.
Oh, hell, let's just do it now. You know I'm already late. Bill just put me back 10
okay,
minutes.
Okay, why not? Jump on, Ryan.
Right.
I was trying to build some anticipation.
Ryan. I know. I like that. I love that. I was like, all right, we're going to go to break. People will stick around. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
Time spent listening?
We just don't play. Yeah, we just play. You know what we do? We play 20 minutes of commercials at 9:55.
There you go.
It's a failed teaser, right?
That is exactly what I do. Ryan, you're a, I didn't know you're a thespian.
I am a thespian. Yeah. You know what?
I mean, you're a comedian, but and you do your tricks.
An illusionist.
But I had no idea you were actually an actor.
You know, there's actually a famous quote that some magicians love and some magicians hate. That is, a magician is just an actor playing the role of a magician.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. Which is 100% true if you think about it, right? Yeah. I know how it is, right? I know how the trick is done. So then when I act surprised or don't think it's going to go that way or it went wrong, right? It's acting. So... yeah, I wanted to be an actor my entire life, and then I just kept getting brought into magic. And then I said to myself, one day I'll get back into acting, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
So tell me, where are you at? What are you doing?
So currently I am playing Phil Connors in Groundhog Day.
Oh,
the nice. Musical. It is the musical. Amazing. Yes, it is the famous movie, right, with Bill Murray. I'm playing the Bill Murray character. And it's at the Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck. It's a beautiful, amazing community theater. If you've never been, if you're further than you think, you want to drive there, I promise you, you will not be disappointed by driving there. I mean, we have some of the most talented people in the Hudson Valley that come together for this community theater. It's probably one of the most technical shows that they've ever put on. You know, if you know the musical, it's got a turntable and, you know, there's crazy projections, and it's an amazing show. And the cast is phenomenal. Absolutely amazing.
You should get Bill Murray to come by.
You know, when he used to, you know, Bill probably knows this, and would you probably know it too. He used to be part owners of the Hudson Valley Renegades. Yeah. And so I met him a few times when I worked for them. Maybe I shouldn't say. I used to play one of the mascots.
Oh, that's
okay. You did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You did? I didn't know that.
Which one were you?
All of them.
Oh, really?
All of them, yeah. I played all of them. I started it right when Rascal was born. I was Rascal's sub.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He was the understudy for Rascal.
I was 100% the understudy for Rascal. Yeah.
So now if I want to get tickets to see you, what do I got to do?
It's thecenterforperformingarts.org, or you can go to ryandutcher.com to grab tickets. It runs now until the first weekend of September, and I promise you it is something you want to see. It is, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Really?
I'm on stage for 90% of the show, and if I'm off stage, I'm just kind of making a loop, because if you know the show is just a loop. It just rewinds, and, you know, our director, Dwayne Joseph Olson, is absolutely phenomenal. It's produced by Up in One Productions, and again, it's at the Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck.
And you know what? Don't think that community theater isn't going to deliver. I mean, I was involved in community theater. I got to give a shout out to County Players, and I think you did some shows at County Players.
Sure did.
Back in the 90s and early 2000s, I was there. I did 10 shows there, behind the scenes, lights and sound and stuff. But the shows, the quality of performance from County Players.
Yeah.
Never ceases to amaze me. Incredible work they do. And Ryan, I have not had an opportunity to go to this particular theater, but is it fair to compare that level of production and performance with what you're doing now?
Yeah. You know, community theater is the heartbeat of a theater, right? Everybody either gets their start there or goes back there, you know, once they've become successful and supports that. And that's exactly what this is. Mm. And for $30 to go see a show in today's market is incredible.
Yeah, kick back and watch a great live performance.
Now, the coolest part about our show this year that we're doing is we've upped the times so that if you don't want to be out late, you're not out late. So Friday shows are at 7:30 and Saturday and Sunday are at 2:30. So they're matinee shows so that you can grab dinner in Rhinebeck afterwards and get home before it gets dark if you're afraid of driving at night. You know, so come visit us. I promise you, come see this show. It's the cast alone is tremendous. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. It's a, 2.5 hour, 3 hour event for $30. You will love it.
Well, did you know that Bill is a thespian, too?
I got my start in the theater. Yeah,
I just learned this. I mean, I had heard rumors, but he confessed it. So now I know for real.
Bill and I differ on a few things. Yeah. And one thing that we differ on is the song that's out called Choosing Texas. And I love it. Bill thinks this song is so stupid. He doesn't get it.
I don't think
it's
stupid. I said, I'm done. I'm done.
Why do people?
Choosing Texas. You know what I'm.
Yeah. So he doesn't. Bill doesn't like this song.
It's not that I don't like it.
Oh, you said it on the air 500 times.
I said.
I don't get it. Why do people like this stupid song?
No, I didn't say it that way. I said it's number one for, 18 weeks? I said, come on. Are we done with this yet?
Get rid of this damn song.
Such a hater.
So. When Bill hates, I like to make songs for him.
Yeah, so all morning he's been writing a song that he says compares to this.
That's a lot of work, man.
He's been writing this. Yeah, a lot of AI work.
A lot of AI.
He had the band in the other room. Yeah.
The band in there.
Vocalists.
They were doing their thing. And I thought it was pretty solid, but.
That's pretty good.
Really?
Hell yeah.
All right. Well,
you haven't heard the latest version.
But I love the video of me and Bill getting married yesterday.
Oh, that video? That was good.
Thanks for telling me you posted that. And people texted me.
I love it. I think it's funny.
An AI video of Diva and I getting married. Nice. It didn't even look like Diva.
No.
It looked like me and Michelle Obama.
A Republican and Democrat getting married. Hello. Hey, married a black woman. Oh, yeah.
Jeez, this guy.
But Ella Langley is all the rage. That's why she's not going anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
I have nothing against Ella Langley. Now, what's going to happen here is you guys are going to turn this whole thing around, and I'm going to have haters texting me today. I can't believe you said this. Blah, blah, blah.
No, we would never do that. But all right, so maybe I'll get the song out.
He's gonna get it. By the way, I know you got to run, Ryan. You got to get on the that number one rated show across the hallway. So you want
to?
That was rough.
I love him. I love him. You want to plug?
Hold on.
You want to plug where you're at tomorrow?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so this from now until the first weekend of September, the Center for Performing Arts at Rhinebeck, the Center for Performing Arts .org to grab your tickets or head to RyanDutcher.com. Come see Groundhog Day, the musical. If you love the film, you will love the musical.
Yeah, Ryan Dutcher.
Here you go. This one's for Bill, everybody. Go ahead, take a listen.
Hey, I wrote it early today. My goal just fine, and Bill started talking before I even went live. Diva walked in with that look on her face, and Jimmy the goat was already wrecking the place. I looked at Bill, said, man, give it a rest. Diva started laughing, Jimmy beating his chest. Four people in a room and nobody behaves. Just another morning in the Empire State. We're choosing New York, turn it up, let it roll. Woodman's running the circus, Jimmy thinks he's the goat. Bill's talking trash, Diva's shaking her head.
What do you guys say? Good?
I want to thank Ella Langley for coming into the studio. Yeah, copyright.